Do you know on average how many parents are raising children nowadays? Every story is different, but when you examine the figures, actually single parent statistics may surprise you. Since November 2009, there are approximately 13.7 million single parents in the United States today, and those parents are responsible for raising 21.8 million children. Approximately 84 of that count parents are mothers, and 16% of it are fathers. Did you know that?
How does it feel to be a single mom?
When I first found out I was going to be a mother, for the very first time, I was excited. I was overwhelmed. But after a while, it becomes very stressful. There's things that you never imagined would happen to you that would happen to you. You feel like sometimes your life is over, but in reality, it's not. There's a lot of painful moments, a lot of hard times. But kids will give you the courage and the strength and the motivation to move on and get through all that.
How does it feel to be a single mom and having to work?
Having to work is just extra stress and extra pain and extra headaches after having children, because sometimes you don't have anyone to look out for you and watch your kids while you go to work, but you know you have to support and buy them things and pay bills and do everything you have to do as a mother. And it gets hard, it gets stressful, but you have to do what you have to do for them.
How did it feel when you had a child and you were pregnant and knew you was going to be a single mom?
I didn't expect to be a single mom, but I ended up having a son. And a year and a half later, finding out I was pregnant, expecting my second son. And I ended up leaving the father because he was no good. And that's where it all kicked in, that it would be hard being pregnant and with a child already, with no help from the father, being a total loser. But I was on my own and I accepted it for what it was. He was a deadbeat and I wasn't going to let that hold me down.
As a mother of two sons, how would you advise them to be a better man than their father?
I would start out by telling them, if they find a good woman, always cherish what they have. Never take advantage of the woman, because the woman is what makes a man. We cook for y'all, we clean for y'all, we do everything for y'all. So a good woman is hard to find. So they have to not mistreat her, not argue with her. If they get her pregnant, do what they have to do for their child. Not to be like their deadbeat dad and always be in the street and getting high. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Did this affect any decisions you made in the future for who you choose to share your life with?
There's many ways that my decision of men has changed a lot. I've always expected my children's father to be the one. As he grew apart from me and I grew apart from him, but knowing that I had two children and ending the relationship, I had a lot of changes in my heart and in my mind of how and who I was ever going to be with in the future. I made a choice of falling in love with someone only after they accepted my children, with the fear of having them around him, but knowing that there are good men out there. Not all men are the same. He loves my children, and that's what I've looked for. I don't let the bad mix in with the good, because in reality, if you do that, you're holding yourself back from ever being happy. And ever being able to open up your heart again to someone is a really tough decision. So it has affected me in some way, but in another, it has changed who I am, really. Because it's like I say, he is a wonderful person. He's nothing compared to their father. He's there for us and he's there for them. When their father isn't, they know him as daddy, and I'm blessed and very thankful to have him by our side, because if it was anyone else, it would have took a way longer time for me to open up and let anyone into the life of my children with fear of anyone coming in to harm them. As a mother of two boys, you don't want anything to ever go wrong for your boys. You don't want anyone to ever come in and take advantage of your boys. That's why you have to be cautious of who you love and who you let in.
What advice would you give young girls that want to become parents?
The advice that I would give young girls on wanting to become mothers at a young age, I say live your life, because being a mother, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of inspiration. You have to be motivated. You have to want to be there. Sometimes it gets to the point where you just want to go out and have fun and party, but you have to think about that. You don't want to give up your childhood. You don't want to give up your freedom. You don't want to give all that up if you know you're not ready. So what I say to you girls that are thinking of becoming mothers at a young age, just think about it. Remember, nothing lasts forever except the love of a child and the love of a parent. But there's a lot of trials and tribulations that come with being a parent at a young age. So you have to set your mind forward and be ready and make sure you put school and everything in front of everything, because at the end, they live off you. They nurture off you. They take all your time and attention. And when you thought it was all about you, it becomes all about them. You have to not be selfish. You have to learn how to give instead of receive. You have to learn what it is to not be able to say no and not be able to turn your back. And you have to know deep inside that this is what you want, because once you make that choice to become a young parent, your whole life changes. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, but it's all in you. So I say take your time, think about everything, get yourself together, situate your life, follow your dreams, and then follow your heart.
Okay, guys, it's time for a commercial break. We'll be back with another interview from a single mother in just a moment. Enjoy.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused.
How did it feel to be a single mother?
Being a single mom is not easy. It takes a lot out of you. I was married for 13 years, and not once did it cross my mind that someday I would be raising my children on my own. But the love that you feel for your children is so strong that it makes you strong and determined to accomplish your goals in life.
How did it feel to be a single mom and having to work?
It actually feels overwhelming and at the same time very fulfilling. Knowing that I'm out there working and trying to make a better life, not only for myself, but for my kids, it's hard, but you gotta do what you gotta do for your family and for their well-being.
As a mother of a son, how would you advise him to be better than his father?
I have but one son, which I love very much, and I would give anything to see him become a better man than his father. I tell my son to remember that he came from a woman, and that a woman should never be mistreated or neglected, but loved and respected.
Did this affect any decisions you make in the future for who you choose to share your life with?
Well, in reality, being a single mother did in many ways affect my decision to share my life with anyone else. I say this because I was in an abusive relationship with the father of my daughters for 13 years. He was not only physically abusive, but also verbally. He was the kind of man that didn't care about anyone or anything but himself. After I got up the guts to leave him, I swore that never again will I be caught up in another relationship like that one. But as the years went by, I was blessed with the love of a man who knows how to treat a woman, and he helped me put my negativity and past aside.
What advice would you give young girls that want to become mothers?
My advice for you young girls out there would be not to rush into anything. Think of yourself. Think of your future. Think of what can be and what not could have been. Educate yourself as much as you can. Be sure you can stand on your own two feet. Be responsible for yourself before you actually become responsible for another life. Be sure you can hold your own. So if and when you do become a single mom, you need not depend on anyone but yourself. And all my childhood
memories are full of all the sweet things. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank the single mothers I interviewed. And this song is dedicated to you. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave.